Chodesh Halvavos, or Liyutes Sivan, Monday night, Chodesh Halvavos Menshir, Shar HaKaniyah. We're in Perek Shishi, the sixth Perek, and we're learning how a Baal Kaniyah acts, how he should act, how he would act, how he does act. And we've explained already in all the other Shiurim why we're interested to know that. So we'll just, he gives 10 things. And the last one was rather surprising, but not surprising if you stop to think about it, that the Baal Kaniyah is a go-getter and an ambitious person in Ruchnius. So that's really against the grain of what he really had previously described, the personality of a Baal Kaniyah. Again, Baal Kaniyah, we'll use the word humble. Humility, onav, we'll use that word, that's the more familiar word. Halvavos prefers kaniyah because it's a deeper concept, according to the Chayvus Halvavos, than just being humble. It's more of what you call, like an Alcoholics Anonymous, which is surrendering to a higher power. That's mamish what it is. You're surrendering to Hashem, your botel. So that's much deeper than just being humble. But we'll use the word humility, it's a more familiar word. Here, some translations use the word surrendering to Hashem for Kaniyah. Some use, I think, surrendering. The Feldman says surrendering. I don't know what the Feldheim one says, I don't know. Okay, so Kaniyah is a good word. Submissive, being submissive, submitting to Hashem. Okay, so number six was, it's funny, like number six was, Mamish. So he described the personality of someone who's nichnat to Hashem, you know. Now, but when it comes to Ruchnius, he's a go-getter and creative and pushes and never enough and always feels he has to do more. And it always comes up with new ideas and it pushes himself because he always feels he's not doing enough. So it really does come from a feeling of kaniyah. Because he always feels he's not fulfilling his obligations to Hashem. He always feels small and insignificant, and really more is demanded of him. He's not doing enough, so that pushes him. That was number six. Number seven, on the bottom of page Reish Hay, Vashvi number seven, Sheyare Livnei Adam is a Kaniyah. He should exhibit Kaniyah, the Ihagava, humility. When he's doing something for Hashem, he will not do it in an arrogant way. He won't do it in a way that's kavod getting, something like we're talking about. He won't do it in a way where he's getting kavod and the yishlach he'll throw away. Eshahis adrus fahad hisnasus. Those are words for arrogance, for, you know, throwing his weight around. Vahitstanus beis masuv l'shem yisrom v'yisader biyichidus. Even when he's alone, he's really truly humble. He lets go of all arrogance when he's doing a mitzvah. The reason this is a special point is because you would think you at least deserve a pat on the back when you're doing a mitzvah. Come on, give a guy a break. I'm doing a mitzvah already. I'm going out of my way to do a mitzvah. I'm spending a lot of money on a mitzvah. We'll see the examples he gives in Tanakh. So you want to, like, not, you can't feel good about that. I mean, you can feel good. Okay, the word feeling good is not a good word. You can feel good you feel good that you made the right choice, you know, you feel good that you made the right choice, but you don't feel smug, and you don't feel self-satisfied, and you don't feel arrogant. You don't feel, wow, I am great. Look what I'm doing. I'm coming to the Chavis HaLovos here. I'm great. You don't think that way. Obviously, many people don't think that way. So, then he says a most amazing thing. I wouldn't think it as in a million years. Who would think? He says Aaron HaKohen had the mitzvah to clean off the ashes from the mizbeach. He said it was to teach him, so he should be humble. Look, Yeah, go sweep the floor. Every day when you come in the morning, Aaron HaKoyen comes in the morning, and he's told to sweep the Mizbeach. So we, you know, we don't even think that way. We think, wow, an avoda, and it's true, you know, but that's life. The whole life's an avoda. He says Aaron was given that task specifically. Why don't you give it over to, you know, give it over to the guy, you know, the Alta Bocher, who's 46 years old and not married. He has nothing to do. He's sitting there in the back of the base mikdash, a little maybe retarded. Tell him to sweep, Down syndrome. You know that. No, Aaron HaKoyen was taught humility by saying, you're the guy that has to sweep. Amazing. That's the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, is to humble Aaron HaKoyen that he's sweeping up the dirt. Chivu HaBori, you see, we think of it, wow, he's working on the base of Mikdash, you know, but you see, go look in the hall, ain't there many people picking up paper towels, and there's also a base of Mikdash, and no one, very, very few people will clean up the hall when they walk in and it's filthy. Chivu HaBori Yisala, Lehotzi Yosefer B'chol Yom, to sweep up every day. Leman anvasanuso the sila kagava mimenu. Nobody thinks of that, of this mitzvah being for that purpose. He's saying it's for the purpose of teaching Aaron humility. Yes, you sweep. It's okay. So why is it okay? Because this is what Hashem wants you to do. And then you say, well, hey, I have to wear the big day kahuna. You know, if I don't wear the big day kahuna while I'm sweeping, it's no good. But that's every person's life. Whatever you do in life is your avoda, right? So everything is the same madrega. And then he compares the famous story with David HaMelech, the way David was dancing in front of a Sefer Torah, and the queen was his wife. The queen said, "What are you doing? You want to dance? You go in the circle with your kapota." You dance for a few seconds, like the Rosh Hashivas by a chasana. You know, what are you dancing like this uncoordinated, like that's how he was doing. He was jumping up and down. He looked like a nanach, she told him. What are you making yourself like a... I don't think he was as coordinated as a nanach. Maybe he was. At least they're coordinated. They're great dancers. They should be. They're practicing from when they're 4 years old. The Doimeloi Mashomer Akosov Al David Olav Hashalom, the Teres Amelech David, the Queen saw David Amelech, the Fazes Umacharker Lefne Hashem, but Tivez Lo Belibo. But he was doing what you're supposed to do. When you're doing a mitzvah, you have to shed your self respect. That's number 7 of the Chayvus Halvogus. The Baal Kaniya, even when he's doing a mitzvah, but maybe especially when he's doing a mitzvah, has to shed his feeling of smugness, not of satisfaction. Satisfaction is not gaiva. I guess maybe it depends what the word satisfaction means. Maybe we need a more precise definition.
Or something like that.
If you're satisfied in the sense that you feel good, that's okay. But if you're patting yourself on the back, that's not okay. You know, it's like it's a thin line, maybe, but that's okay. Life is a thin line. Mara says there's only a thin line between Gan Eden and Gehenna. Only a thin line. Ushara Parsha. V'omar v'adabra be'dosecha neged melochim v'loevo. That's an interesting pasuk he throws in. It means he's sitting around, let's say there's a G8 meeting. G8 meeting, you know, the kings of all the countries are sitting there, and they're boasting about this one saying, my country's this, my country's that. You know, and then David HaMelech's turn, he says over a Shmaitza. He talks of learning, right? He doesn't boast. Vadabra beidosecha neged melochim, who's sitting around all the kings, and he says over Dvar Torah. He says, let me tell you about Hashem. Everyone's boasting about their greatness, the taxes they charge, their economy, but the country, whatever, the agriculture, And he stands up and he talks about Hashem. That's the idea that the Chavis Halvavos at least is learning in that pasuk. So Bekitsa, number seven is that even, or maybe especially, when doing a mitzvah, the Baal Kaniyah, the truly humble person, this is like, I don't find any, I shed my self-respect. Because, again, it's not about me, it's about Hashem. It's not even about me doing a mitzvah, right? So this is not a time for kavod. And I think it's not even, but there's a lesson that must be taught. That's why Aaron HaKohen, unbelievable. Go sweep the ashes. We're gonna teach you. Hashem wanted to teach Aaron HaKohen. That's what he says. It's not about you. It's about Hashem. That's what a Baal Kaniyah is focused on, that. And therefore he doesn't think there's anything special about his doing this mitzvah. And therefore he's willing to dance and jump up and down. And the Mefarshim there say he exposed a little of his skin, like his pants went up and he was jumping up and down. And that was like the straw that broke the camel's back for his wife. And he exposed a little of his leg when he was jumping. Because the Pasnish, the Melech, doesn't expose his skin. Okay, we'll stop here. We're in a little kitzel.